This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR.
Listening to live and on-demand shows has never been easier on MPR. All you have to do is go to the App Store or Play Store on your device and search up Access Internet Radio NZ. Select and download the first option at the top of the list. Once you've downloaded the app, the next step is to open the app and look for MPR. Once found, select it and then browse freely. Supported by New Zealand On Air.
Well, it's Wheeler's Corner once again. Doesn't time fly? It sure does. Anyway, last week was a very interesting week here in Palmerston North because we had a flying visit from the Israeli ambassador to New Zealand. And so the Zionist public relations machine was in full cry here in New Zealand, and particularly here in Palmerston North, where the Israeli ambassador and his PR crew were going all out to bring the various fundamentalist church groups together to get them to defend the absolute indefensible, despicable and criminal behaviour that is being dished out to the Palestinians population that live in both Gaza and the West Bank. Of the country known to the world as Palestine. Israel has always been a favourite, of course, of the US, regardless of whether the behaviour is good or bad. And it doesn't seem to matter whether the government in power in the US is Republican or Democrat. For some reason or other, they bow down to the Jewish people that put pressure on them. Of course, when anyone speaks out in opposition to the behaviour of Zionist Israel, they are called anti-Jewish, and of course, is simply utter crap. I am certainly not anti-Jewish, but I am anti-Zionist because they strongly resemble the behaviour of Nazi Germany. I'm sure no real Jew has any desire to see the Palestinian people being treated the way that Jews were treated in Germany in the 1940s. But the Zionist government in Israel appears absolutely hell-bent on destroying the word Palestinian in any form at all. And the word is that Israel and the US President, Donald Trump, like to use for all those who comment on Israel's behaviour is anti-Semitism. I doubt if Trump even understands what the word means. I can also understand how difficult it must be to link Christian fundamentalism and the Zionist false blend of Old Testament-style original terrorism as practiced and learnt during their conflict with Britain by Zionist rebels back in the 1950s. Zionism, as an organised movement, is generally considered to have been founded by Theodor Herzl. in 1897. However, the history of Zionism began earlier and is related to Judaism and Jewish history. After almost two millennia of the Jewish diaspora residing in various countries without a national state, the Zionist movement was founded in the late 19th century by secular Jews, largely as a response to the way Jews were being treated in Europe, and particularly exemplified by the Dreyfus affair in France. On the 14th of May in 1948, the day before the expiration of the British Mandate, David Ben-Gurion, the head of the Jewish Agency, declared the establishment of a Jewish state in Israel. They really referred to it as Anglo-Israelism, to be known as the State of Israel. But this PR effort by the present Israeli dictatorship is vital to permit and allow the untouchable, it would seem, present Zionist government in Israel to continue. But to nowadays, link the teaching of peacemaker Jesus Christ to the disgusting behaviour as practised by the Israeli Defence Forces as they constantly shoot at teenagers through barbed wire defences. They shoot these young people, and not so young, I might add, Palestinians, as they protest against the illegal and clearly recognised racist mistreatment of those arrested by the Israeli Defence Forces for showing resistance, quite natural resistance, I would suggest, against those who are stealing their land, destroying their hospitals and their schools, as well as their homes. In Palestine, there is one clear soft law for Israeli citizens who are tried in a civilian court via the normal justice system, whereas a Palestinian arrested is tried in a military court and is sentenced to massive punishments for committing the very same crimes, for example, stone throwing, that both Israeli and Palestinian youth do against each other almost on a daily basis. Here is further proof of the Israelis' crimes against humanity and the people of the huge prison camps, which are, in fact, what the West Bank and so on actually are. The latest news on the 6th of September 2019 was that two Palestinian miners were killed and over 80 injured today, that's Friday the 8th of September, by live bullets or rubber-coated rounds as Israeli forces attacked thousands of protesters taking part in the weekly Great March of Return at the fence separating besieged Gaza from Israel. Soldiers manning the separation fence fired live bullets and rubber-coated steel rounds at the protesters who gathered at many encampments along the fence, killing some and wounding others. Those killed were aged 14 and 17. At least 48 protesters at the same time were injured by live bullets and 33 others by rubber-coated bullets, including two medical and photojournalists. Over 2,000 over 210 Palestinians have been killed and about 18,000 others injured by Israeli forces since the outbreak of the Great March of Return protests started on March the 30th, 2018. It's pretty dangerous to take part in that particular protest. Now, Israeli settlers, of course, they're allowed to walk around in these stolen territories carrying automatic rifles, such as they do in Hebron, but Palestinians are jailed for carrying a pocket knife. If that's not apartheid, what the hell is? But New Zealand is these days famous or infamous for its bending at the knee to countries like the US, Israel, and Saudi Arabian dictatorships, and its Five Eyes mates. It really is shocking behaviour that we are, by our silence, supporting. It's really scary. Now, the Israeli, when they came to Palmerston North, sent a security crew with them to check out the site at the church and make sure that the ambassador would be safe. And the Israeli employee that head the ambassador's security at the Pathways Church on Tuesday night, while a large crowd of protesters made the point that Jesus said, "Love thy Palestinian neighbours." But alas, that kind of behaviour is not for Zionist Israel, as it orders its troops to shoot unarmed protesters from behind barbed wire fences, killing hundreds and injuring thousands over the past few years. This, along with bombing of churches and schools and hospitals and, of course, people's homes. And yet, those same Jewish people are coming to us and wanting born-again Christians to praise their cowardly troops. The protest was still underway when I had to leave. All the protesters had good reasons to feel proud of their peaceful and non-violent, I might add, protest, while all the Israeli Zionist lovers hid inside. Their behaviour says it all. I've no doubt that my God will no doubt have mercy on their misguided souls. And one last comment. It was good to see that there were no Israeli Defence Force soldiers shooting us unarmed protesters. I suppose they were too busy attempting to steal the odd New Zealand passport or two, as they have a habit of doing in the past. Since the world in general mistrusts Israeli passports but thinks highly of New Zealand passports, it's really difficult to accept that the world as a whole buys into the Israeli stupidity. And to think that my parents, or my father in particular, fought in the Second World War to get rid of the killers of millions of Jewish people. And that, in fact, the Jewish state, gifted to them by Britain, now, in fact, carries out the same kind of tactics, on a lesser degree, I will admit, against the Palestinian people by destroying their homes, crushing their agriculture fields, ruining their prospects of being able to make a living, and generally handing over their land and their property to imported Jews. Well, that's enough bad news. But we have some good news as well. The young Swedish 16-year-old Greta Thunberg is currently in the United States assisting in getting the message across about the dangerous behaviour of mainly old white male men who are perpetuating the problem of climate change because of our behaviour and our greed for wealth. And this morning there was some really quite startling news that we received, that the people in Yemen, who the Saudis, with the assistance of the United States, have been bombing endlessly and killing in their thousands and driving thousands of other people to flee their houses and their countryside, suddenly had the situation reversed when the rebels in Yemen attacked a Saudi, huge Saudi oil company and destroyed its operational plant and so on. And that will in fact cause huge problems for those who still depend heavily on fossil fuels to make their money. Time is certainly changing. Things are changing. And things are changing for the better. And I'm glad that that's happening. Of course, the United States is still totally mixed in whatever it does or does not do, and is still trying to work out how it can possibly get the Mexicans to pay for the wall that Donald Trump swore that they would pay for. But the United States did make one progressive forward step. It sacked the warmonger John Bolton, and it was about time too. This was a guy who directly was responsible for the deaths of thousands upon thousands of people in his support for the war in Iraq and any other war that he could get his fingers on, and there were various ones of those that took part or place in South America. John Bolton was a bigoted, racist, fool at the best. He was, in fact, the third security boss that Trump has sacked. It seems that Trump can't get anyone with half a brain to do his bidding from time to time. Well, that's it for this week. I hope you're looking after yourselves. I hope you're feeling well. I hope, in fact, that you never forget that you are among the most important people in the world. Bye for now.
Support this program and others like it by giving a donation to NPR. More details at npr.nz.